Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 1041 FM KMOX. Happy Friday to everybody. Two of us are happy in this room with the weather, right, Trish?
I love it.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I'm happy.
I'd love it better if I was at home.
And that's Trish Gazelle.
This is like the perfect day to be on the couch.
Yeah. Most days are pretty good to be on the couch.
Or in the studio.
Doing the Dave Glover Show.
I can hear all of you through my headphones, but not me.
That's what Wiggins said, too.
Oh, okay. Right. There's a way
that's
to
the Wiggins problem.
Finagle the plug that it eventually gets you there.
I will try on the break. I don't remember if it worked for him. I'll give it a
okay.
shot.
Or else I'll just move back over. I guess I don't need to hear myself.
I mean, it's fairly
it's weird, though, right?
It's fairly important.
It's disorienting, yeah.
In radio, yeah. Wheels will be talking a lot of baseball today. Why don't we just start there? Just
sure.
Impressions from last night going into the last weekend before the trade deadline?
Well, I mean, it's pretty clear that after the way the Cubs series went, losing 3 out of 4. I mean, this has been going this way anyway. And there's a school of thought that they were probably going to proceed with some form of selling, even if they were in a better position than they are right now. But the way that they've played has put the team in a position where it doesn't make sense to do anything but see what you can get for your pending free agents at the very least, and then listen if there are offers that get your attention on other guys, right? So Stanek is one of those guys on an expiring contract. Jojo Romero, who's on the injured list but can still be traded, and there's supposed to be, I think he'll get traded. There'll be a lot of interest in him since he's supposed to be back in a couple weeks. And then Dustin May. Like, those are the guys that you really should trade because they're going to be free agents at the end of the year. They're going to walk out the door and you're going to get nothing for them.
Yeah.
And then you've got other guys that are going to be in play. Like, there are a bunch of rumors from all the national baseball guys saying that there are teams that are interested in their catchers. So Pajes has gotten interest. Herrera, but I don't think they're motivated to move Herrera, but that doesn't mean other teams won't ask.
Mm-hmm.
Polante could get some, you know.
The Dave Glover Show.
I'm so sorry. That's me.
there could be teams that ask about guys like Polante and obviously Newt Barr, so play it by ear. When Matt Pauly and I talked about it yesterday, we put the over under for the number of Cardinals players traded away at 2.5, and we both said over.
So Trish, you probably weren't watching the game last night. Newt, yesterday afternoon,
Woo!
This could have been Newt's last game at Busch Stadium if he gets traded.
Yep.
And I don't think any single player really ever loses a whole game.
That's
it's a 9-inning game.
Yeah.
But he thought there were 2 outs and there's only 1. So he caught the ball.
Oh, no.
And he took his time and they scored, and that's what won.
No.
Well, so, yeah, they scored. The runner scored from second base on a fly ball to right center because as he caught it, he just kind of put his head down and wasn't paying attention. And then he doubled up on the screw up because then he missed the cutoff. So then there would be no chance at a play at home plate.
Could you see his face the moment he realized?
Yeah.
Was it just dejection?
Yeah. And then after the game, he's like, yep, I just told all the teammates that is my bad. That's my fault.
Man.
I wear that. Everybody knows it, but man, that's such a little league thing.
Pete Crow did it earlier in the year.
I don't get it. I don't get how you're a professional athlete and you don't know how many outs there are. Like, I never understand that.
Especially since you do this all the time,
I know,
right?
The infielders, every guy, the infielders turn around, hey, one,
that's half the fun.
I know.
I don't know. I mean, I get what you guys are saying, but, you know, if he had that looming over his head that it might be his last, his thoughts were probably in the clouds. I'm not giving him a pass. He's a Major League Baseball player, but, I mean, he's human.
He's like, this is one of the last pop flies I'll ever catch. I'm going to enjoy the hell. Oh, it's only one out. Only one out.
Dang it.
Trish, what do you got? You said you had some stuff?
Yeah.
Got some weird Trish thoughts?
Sure, I got a trash for later, but is there anything that you guys do that makes you feel really smart? And this is one of those Dave things where I want to tell you mine, so I'm asking you. I like when I do a Sudoku puzzle, because when I do Sudokus, I do level hard in pen. And I mean, I think I'm brilliant. Like, I finish a puzzle and I'm like, what is next? Where's this mountain? I'm climbing it. Like, little things like that. Like, also, my garage door opener was on the Fritz, the actual handheld remote. And my garage door opener is so old that I couldn't get a new one. So I found a generic one. And it was sent to me, and I programmed it by myself without asking my brother-in-law for help. And I really thought I did something monumental.
You're going to laugh at me, and I don't mean this to be funny. This is just how sad I am. I am terrible at fixing anything. And a couple days ago, I opened up my refrigerator, and the light was off. Mm. So I was like, well, it's time to buy a new refrigerator. And I said it to one of you guys here, and someone goes, well, it could just be the light. And I'm like, well, I didn't know there's a light in there. So I ordered one, had a DoorDash because I'm lazy. And I took the old one out. I put the new one in. And guess what?
Back
it lit up.
Back in business.
And
good job.
And there is no one there to praise me. But I was looking around. I'm like,
did anyone see that?
Go knocking on neighbors' doors. Like, are you having any trouble? Is there anything I could troubleshoot for you?
Anything
that
I
is such a good feeling.
It is.
No, that's not even a... That's good for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I felt pretty good.
Fixing stuff feels really
good. Like, what else could I do if I just put a little effort into this?
Along those same lines. So I love Big Brother. It's a reality show on CBS. It's like one of my favorite shows. So there's two people, I won't tell you their status in the house because that would be a spoiler, but there's two people from this area on, and you don't have to watch the show to get where I'm going here. One is Haley from Wildwood and one is Ashley. She grew up in Alton, but she moved to Chicago. She is not a vegetarian. And she has never had a hamburger in her life. Like, that seems to me like something you would just have on accident at somebody's house.
Yeah, like
she's
coincidentally
never had a hamburger. She just went through life not having one. So she finally, and she's in her, I would say, mid to upper 20s. And she finally had one in the Big Brother house.
Did she address it? Like, why?
Oh, yeah, it was a thing. Oh, no, she just was like, I just have never had one.
That's like, not possible.
Okay. I don't know how that's possible unless she just
avoid a burger.
And right?
Unless you're in a vegetarian household, which is
fine. She's not.
You do have to avoid a burger.
You have to like actively say, I'm not having any burgers
ever.
She
has never had a hamburger.
Like you never went to hang out at McDonald's with your friends in high school?
Or just like your family just didn't have burgers for dinner or you went to a cookout?
You never went to hang out at McDonald's in your mid-30s?
But then I was trying to think of things like common things that I've never had just because of that. And I don't know that this is common, but I've never had Spam. And I mean, that was pretty huge when we were growing up.
Yeah.
I've never had those little Vienna sausages either. I always wanted them.
You've had them in like the barbecue
jelly.
Sauce. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But never
right, just
the
out
Vienna
of the...
ones out of the can, which always looks so fun to me.
Really?
But I didn't think I would like them, but the whole opening up the can looked fun.
Trish just wants to open up a can on someone.
Well, you know, like the little sardine can when you roll it back.
Yeah,
like I always wanted, I didn't want the sardine, but I wanted to roll back the can.
I get that.
This one's going to hurt Kevin Wheeler. I've never had a chimichanga.
What?
I don't know that I have either.
What?
What exactly is a chimichanga?
It's just a deep fried burrito.
Yeah.
You just take a burrito and you throw it in the fryer for a few minutes and it makes it nice and awesome and crispy.
Never had chop suey.
Huh.
Don't know. Probably not. Doesn't sound good.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what it is, but it does. And I love Asian
food. Aren't as common as like a hamburger.
No.
I did have a friend in college who as of the time in college we were there had not ever once eaten a banana. Which is bizarre. I don't know how you grew up as a child with never eating a banana.
Have you had a banana?
Oh, yeah.
He's proud of that.
More than my share, you might argue.
I can see where you would only have one banana, though.
Sure, if you end up not liking it or whatever.
Yeah, like your whole life. It's
yeah, having one of something is not weird.
No,
it's like you have it and you go, this isn't for me.
Right.
That's not weird at all. Having none of something is kind of crazy.
Vic says, I have never as an adult bought a can of vegetables, fresh or frozen food, and I've never had Chick-fil-A.
Wait a minute. He's never had vegetables or just a can of vegetables?
Never had a can.
I think, I think Vic didn't go to school. And it's just the alliteration. It sounded like I've never had vegetables, fresh or frozen food.
Well, this is where we were talking about this the other day. Like, it really, and I'm not picking on you, Vic, but like when you're communicating via like words and text, punctuation helps.
Right. He's a big punctuation.
Because it helps us understand exactly what's being said.
By the way, Vic, I think it's the same guy. Is it Souders or something? Okay, he sent me a direct message the other day.
Oh, here we go.
No, with a video from, it was Kathy Valentine from the Go-Go's, and she was just making a random video about, I don't know, she was in the airport or something, and in the video, she says, I'm going to do a toin cost.
Oh,
and that's why he sent it to me.
You're not the only one.
Because of the toin cost, yes. So it's a common thing.
That's got to be one of the most common like slip-ups, right?
I will never say that phrase again without second-guessing myself.
Yep. And then I did it again like 30 seconds later without really meaning to. Like, I wasn't trying to be funny. I did it again.
Yeah. It was funny, though.
Oh, I was laughing so hard that day.
I think I've moved on from math. Of ever trying anything.
No more math?
Yeah, no more math.
I don't think I could attempt it.
You know, just...
Like why would you need to?
Right. Last night I went to dinner with my buddy Scott, and I picked up the tab, and I was doing the tip, and... The numbers were uneven, and I'm just like, F it. I just like rounded up, and I'm like, I'm done with it. I'm done with adding and subtracting. I'm done.
Or you can always use your phone, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason to actually do it in your head anymore.
Yeah. Remember that when we were kids? Like, no, you can't just use a calculator because you're not always going to have a calculator. Well, we always have calculators.
Oh, I loved a calculator.
I did, too.
It was like a cash register. Like, I wanted to operate the calculator.
Did you ever operate a cash register?
No, but I still want to.
Mr. Donut, baby.
Ooh, I bet that's fun.
It's very satisfying.
That's why I like going through the self-checkout.
Oh.
I mean, I don't get to use the cash register, but I get to swipe things, and that's fun.
Dave, you've got to look up, you got to find them on TikTok. They're making TikToks now, Mr. Donut is.
Of what?
Fun.
Of just them making donuts, the last ever, because, you know, last ever ones in Godfrey.
Yeah.
In North America. It's the most popular one in Asia, but popular donut chain in Asia, but the only one left in North America is in Godfrey.
And it's closing or it's not closing?
It's open. It's okay, closed. Good. It's not closing. They just are making.
There's no story there that it's. Yeah.
No, they're just making TikToks where they're like, look, we're making them.
You need to get in on one of
those. Yeah, let's get them. Why don't you invite them in on the show?
Sure. Yeah, sounds fun.
You need to go show off your donut making skills. You still got it.
I could still do it.
I would love to.
When I was watching this, I was like, oh, so that's how he did it.
We want to see Dave on the Tiki Talk making donuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be happy to. I can give her a try.
The Tiki Talk, I like that.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS on Camo X. Happy Friday. Rachel will be back on Monday. Trish hanging out for the whole show with us until she sneaks out and you're just gone. But what are we going to do?
It was like, I don't know. I had to do a couple things, so I showed up a little earlier. It was like half hour before the show. I'm like, I'm already out of steam. I'm tired.
Long day.
Panera. Panera's leaving, right? Should we be like F Panera?
A little bit.
I think so, too. I have no love for them.
No.
You're breaking up with us unceremoniously. Didn't even let that, like I heard Kehoe being interviewed. Why didn't you try to save him? He's like, we read about it in the news. Like they never
reached out.
They had no interest in any sort of incentive. Mm. They just want to go to Boston. I feel like F you.
Bye.
I don't know if this is true. Is their CEO, is he from Boston?
Yes. So I think he went to school there. It's as good a guess as any.
I mean, because you're not, I don't know the specifics of any deal, you know, because you might get a break from some municipality out there because they're going to suburban Boston.
But why wouldn't they see if they could get a break here, you know?
I know, that's what I'm saying. But you're going to a place that is more expensive to be and live and conduct any kind of business, right?
We could have put you in the data center right next to the armory. There's lots of things we could do. We could have sweetened that pot for you.
Yeah.
I mean, they must have...
Your hair looks fabulous. I'm not sure if it's just the backlighting that's hitting you right now. Don't you think, Trish?
Yeah, I think it looks great. You just got a haircut?
No, I need to like double water it every day or something. Because this is just from like rainwater. It's like washing my hair and then going out and getting a bunch of rain on it.
Yeah, that's what mine is today too.
Yeah, and it looks like it always looks way better when that happens.
Double water your hair in the morning.
Double water your hair. I don't know what...
It's got a watering can over his head tomorrow morning.
One water?
I'm not above it.
Megan, could you get this?
Do you guys see that they just completed the test flight from Sydney, Australia to London, England? Although I don't think they landed in London. They landed somewhere else. But it was a 24-hour flight. And they are preparing to offer the first Sydney to London nonstop 22-hour flight.
I need to be knocked out for that.
I mean, like, yeah.
That's a long time.
Sounds awful.
22 hours.
I mean, if you're going to Sydney, you're going to spend that much time in a plane. It's just a matter of whether it's broken up into multiple trips, you know, multiple legs or all at once.
I did go to Sydney for the Olympics, but I think it was... We went to Hawaii first from here.
Really?
So here, and I think that was 6 hours, am I mistaken? And then to Sydney, which I think was 15.
Okay. Yeah, we did, for that trip, we did Chicago to L.A.
Oh, maybe I went Chicago to Hawaii, sorry.
And then L.A. to Sydney, and I think that leg was like 16
hours. I did exactly
hours.
What you just said, sorry.
Wait
a minute. Let
flight.
Me tell you this story that I have no facts
Did you guys go to
for.
The same Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that until just now. But
did
yeah.
Coca-Cola send you?
No. We went our station. Like
oh,
our,
okay.
Yeah, our radio network.
Coca-Cola would pick a morning show or something from each city.
Oh.
And, you know, they used to do, like, a lot of companies did cool stuff like that.
You did a ton of stuff.
Like, American Idol would pick, I know that wouldn't be up your alley, but... To go to the finale, and then you would meet all of the stars that were on Fox at that time. And also, yeah, like the Grammys, and I've been to the Grammys
twice.
Did
you do a bunch of movie junkets, too?
Yeah, so that was at Channel 30, when I was still at The Point, because we were in the same building. And then you would go see movies before they came out, and then interview the people in them. But the problem was you had to interview the people in it, whether it was a good movie or a bad movie.
Right.
And you had to interview the producer that you didn't know and like the camera guy, like all like you had to do 15 interviews and it was you got 5 minutes and there was just a line of people doing the same thing that you did. And you couldn't really ask anything fun because the publicist was in the room.
And they want you to ask about the movie.
Yes. They want you to ask about the movie again, no matter how bad it was. So it was just, I mean, I met some cool people, but do they remember me? No.
I kind of did
what if
that.
They did?
It'd be awesome. Like, but what I'm saying is there was no meaningful connection.
I did that when I interviewed John Hamm when he was here representing a politician.
And Rach and I went to Delmar Hall and went back in the room. And
was it the same thing? Like everybody was.
No, I was the only one. But yeah, I got an exclusive. But I just went and I'm like, my first question was, man, remember when we were kids and how awesome it was like in the 70s? And John Hamm's like, yeah, I really like that. And that's why I'm here. And I'm just like, what's wrong with you? I act like I was at a picnic with him or something. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Attorney Brad Young joins us. Brad is always a good time. What's up, Brad?
Hey, Dave.
He's not always a good time. Sometimes he's a little awkward. Sometimes a little bit awkward. Hey, Brad, well, you gonna make it to my next band gig August 16th?
August 16th. I'm putting it on my calendar right now. Where is it? August 16th? Where?
It's Frankie Martin's in Cottleville, 7 to 10 p.m.
Frankie Martin's in Cottleville. Got it.
Banned. Yeah, Brad Young can't.
You have enough time to make something up, Brad.
Can't sure step foot in Cottleville.
Cottleville's not that far. That'd be fun.
If you come out, you need to get up and play drums with us.
Okay, I could do that.
Awesome. That'll be a good time.
I didn't know Brad was a drummer.
Yeah.
Cool. Were you in a band, Brad?
Oh, yeah. I was rocking all the VFWs in Southern Illinois in the 80s. And yeah, that's when I had hair. So it worked as a drummer then.
Was it? Did you ever have long hair?
Oh, yeah. I'll send you a picture.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, it's down to the shoulders.
Yeah. Mine too. I had like 18 hairs and they're all 18 inches long.
Kevin, did you ever have long hair?
No, because if I tried to grow it long, it would just get bigger.
Curly.
It goes up, not Frizzy. It doesn't
just
go
just because Grand Funk Railroad.
Yeah. I know Andrew did, right?
Oh, yeah.
Long flowing locks.
Down to the butt.
I forgot that. When he was a child,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
down to his butt.
I think you showed me a picture once, but I can't remember it. Yeah. So I'd love to see another one.
Yeah. Wow, that's like Crystal Gale hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Crystal Gale. Yeah.
When I was in kindergarten, I had hair like that for a time.
So, did you get made fun of?
Probably. I don't remember, but I'm
sure
I did.
It wasn't a thing?
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
Was it something you wanted?
I think so. I think I wanted it. And then they were like, sure, you got to learn sometime.
It's a hard world.
Hard world out there, kiddo. You got to learn one day.
Do you remember he got kicked out of the pool because they thought he was a little girl topless?
Yeah, they thought I was a topless little girl swimming around and swimming lessons.
I thought that about him a couple years ago, too.
He was a topless little girl.
I'm like, what the hell's going on? Oh, hey, Andrew.
You can keep your shirt off now.
Sorry, man. You're cool. Your nipples are cool. Trisha, did you ever have short hair?
Yes. So we had the Dorothy Hamill cut.
Yeah.
So it looked like your mom literally put a bowl on your head.
Yeah, the old bowl cut.
And
yeah.
I had that from like first grade to seventh grade.
Woof. That's hard. I mean, I'm sure it looked lovely.
It was cute. I'll show you a picture. Okay. It was really cute.
We should all share our hair pictures.
But I always wanted long hair. But she would not let us because she didn't want to deal with it.
Right.
Like the tangles.
But then you went for did you do the perm? Like the big old 80s thing?
Oh my God, I got a perm without telling my mom. And she still, if you mention it today, she will still be mad about it. And she thinks to this day, because right now I did not dry my hair, so it's a little frizzy and curly. She thinks that's why. Because I got the perm in seventh grade.
Who gave it to you?
My friend's sister, who was a hairdresser.
Wow.
Yeah. Lilt? She was not happy.
Was it a Lilt perm? Remember those?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, that was like the big perm brand.
Oh, I don't know.
Brad Young he's gone. He already
Brad fell asleep.
He's like, no, actually, Brad. I just texted you the picture of me behind my drum set.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Let me see. Oh my God. He's got long hair. I love it.
Rocking the tux with the red shirt.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You look great.
You look like you're in the Catskills. That's awesome.
Catskills.
That's a big drum set, dude.
Yeah. Me and Rodney Dangerfield were working the Catskills.
Just playing the drums for Dean Martin.
Look at you playing that Buddy suit. Rich style. That's awesome.
I love it.
That's great. Hey, Trisha, buddy Hayes just texted us.
Hayes.
What's up, Hayes?
Miss you, buddy.
Hayes is the best. Okay. Can you spend a couple segments with us, Brad?
Oh, sure.
Now
not
we've,
a problem.
We've wasted this one. let's talk about Dr. Fauci. But before we talk about the Fifth Amendment and privilege and pardons, you're one of the smartest guys I know, and you actually do your research. I have quite honestly forgotten a lot of how COVID went down. What do you think of the way Dr. Fauci handled COVID? Are you mad at him, too? Do you understand why Republicans are mad at him? Do you think that he's being scapegoated? Just what do you think of that?
Well, like so many things, I always find myself in the middle of warring parties. But I will tell you that I do agree to some extent with Rand Paul's position here, because I think it's important for us as a country to know if our tax dollars went to fund this gain of function research that resulted in a lab leak that killed a million Americans, caused a global pandemic, cost us billions, if not trillions of dollars. I think it's important to know if our tax dollars played any part in that. And so I don't buy into all the conspiracies about, oh, that Fauci was doing this to make money. I mean, I've heard the allegations. I haven't seen any evidence that he's profited from this. I could be swayed either way. But to me, the policy is we need to know where our tax dollars are going. And if they were involved with COVID, I think we have a right to know that. And I'm just uncomfortable with saying, yeah, it killed a million Americans. But, you know, hey, let's look at something else that's shiny that's happening right now. I do think there is benefit in finding out if our tax dollars were involved.
So, Wheels, you have something?
Well, I don't think Brad will have the answer, which is why I kind of hesitated, because to me, it's like, would he be the only person that knew about what was going on? Would there be no one else who could lay out the trail, the work, paperwork, details? I mean, and maybe that stuff is out there and exists. I just haven't seen anybody present it.
No, and I haven't either. All I know is that Fauci was in charge of the gain of function research that was actually happening. We know it was. There's no debate about it. The only question is whether our tax dollars went to that gain of function research that was then is what leaked from the lab. And I don't know anyone who would know that. Certainly, we know from the World Health Organization that once the COVID got started in 2019 and 2020, once that started, then at that point, the information kind of disappeared from the World Health Organization. They didn't do an investigation. They didn't go in and secure the facility. They didn't start locking down and getting documents. You know, I spent all morning on a case with a client of mine going through. I spent an hour on the phone going through how you lock down a company documents. And so that should have been done here. It wasn't done. So I guess the bottom line is, are we ever really going to know the answer? No, we're not. But I think it's important to ask the questions.
I do, too. But the weird thing about it, it just doesn't it seem so performative? And I guess they all are the congressional testimony. But it just
it's very performative.
Show, yeah. Like,
and okay, they're never the point of those, Trish, is never to get to the answers, right? Because right. They ask grandstanding questions. Republicans do it, Democrats do it, doesn't matter. It's all for show. And that's why I wish we could just do something closed doors where the TV cameras are not on, ask the tough questions, find out the correct answers, and then release that information. But that's just not how Washington works.
What do you guys think? And I have the biggest potty mouth there is when the mics are off. But what do you think about watching that kind of stuff when the F word is thrown around? Like, it just gives me an ick. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't seem the proper place for it. And again, you know, I use it all the time.
I agree. And to take both of your comments and dovetail them together, I hate it so much because I feel like that's performative.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah.
A question, again, legally on this, Brad, just like following this line. If there is a belief that some kind of thing happened, I understand, that Fauci got the pardon for anything that happened before whatever date, right? January 2025, is that right? Something before
correct.
That. So if there's a federal crime committed there, you can't just prosecute him, right? That's why you can't just take him to court, press charges, whatever. But that doesn't mean that states can't, correct?
That's correct. Okay. And so that's really the big fish here, right? And so even if he's got a pardon, can states who were impacted by COVID, can they create a cause of action? Now, this is a great example of differentiating between what's possible and what's probable. Because when they ask those questions, I guess it's technically possible that states could do it. The problem is that they really wouldn't have much standing. in stating that they have, because they were impacted by COVID, that they now have a cause of action against Fauci for something he did or something that he didn't do. And the standing issue is enormous here. So, again, the question becomes, could they do it? Yes. Would they do it? I just don't see it.
What did you think of his decision to take the fifth?
As Thanos said in the Marvel movies, it was inevitable. He had to do that. He didn't have any choice. And really, when you talk about performative, I will tell you that I laughed whenever Senator Hawley was asking him, what color is your tie?
Yeah.
I take the fifth. What color is your hair? The fifth. You know, he had to do that. And there's actually a really legitimate question here. Very quick story on this. He gave an opening statement before he submitted to the questions. There was a case involving IRS chairperson Lois Lerner in 2014 who did the same thing. And the Department of Justice later ruled that because she gave a statement, she waived her rights to plead the Fifth Amendment because she did not remain silent. And so that's something I don't see anybody talking about today, about whether or not Fauci waived his right to plead the fifth because he gave an opening statement.
Brad, I didn't know that there was a carve out for that, but it felt like having your cake and eating it too. I get to make a statement, talk for as long as I want, say whatever I want, get it all off my chest, but you guys can't cross examine me.
Exactly. And that's, and now there's been no court decision on that fine legal point. It was only a memo from the Department of Justice in 2014 under the Obama administration that said that she, Lois Lerner, had waived her right to privilege on that. But, you know, will anything happen from all of this? There's a laundry list of what has to happen. But here's what I think will happen. He's not going to get prosecuted. That's just not going to happen. They may go through the elements of prosecuting him just to harass him, but he's not going to be convicted of anything.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Brad. Donald Trump is defending the anti-weaponization fund as the Blanche nomination is stalling. And then a new CNN poll says that a third of Democrats now identify as Democratic Socialists.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Right back. Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. I swear to God, I could keep Brad on till 4. It's always interesting.
Now, what's interesting is you've got the best bumper music in radio. That's what's interesting.
Today's all Andrew. Today's Andrew. Yeah.
Oh, it's rocking.
He's
good.
Putting them together. Okay, I want to talk about the anti-weaponization fund, but I also want to get your thoughts on Iran. Let's do Iran, and I'm going to give you a quick analogy to what I think is going on here, Brad. When I was a first-year law student and I started doing these competitions, we had a negotiations competition, and I was against Don Kennedy, who ended up being one of the smartest guys at law school and a friend of mine, went to one of the big firms. I didn't know he was smarter than me at the time. And when we started doing this fake negotiation, I'm like, okay, Mr. Kennedy, we will offer you $1 million. And he just goes, no. And that's the only word he said the entire time. And I was panicking. I'm like, well, what if we threw in a pony? And the judges who are lawyers are like, genius. And I'm like, God. And I think that's what's going on with Trump and Iran. They ran into a Don Kennedy.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is what's going on. But here, and this is lost, we've talked about this once before, what's lost on all of this is that when you and I are negotiating, let's say I'm going to hire Andrew to come and mow my yard. Okay. He wants my money. I want my yard mowed. So we have mutual interests and we can negotiate on that. But from Iran's perspective, particularly the IRGC on this, they don't care if they get bombed into oblivion.
No.
Right?
No.
They are about making a statement. They are about advancing a cause. If you even look into something called the 12th Imam, which is kind of a Jesus figure in Islamic eschatology, when you look into that, they actually want a world war to happen, if you're a true believer, because they think it'll usher in the Islamic savior. So if you put all that into a box, it's hard to negotiate with someone who doesn't care what happens. And that's really what we're running into.
I couldn't agree more. And they should have seen this. They should have seen this. This was foreseeable. It's been foreseeable the entire time.
Yeah. Well, there were people who have foreign policy experience saying this is what was going to happen.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the anti-weaponization. As I understand it, Cornyn and maybe one other senator is saying, like, hey, Todd Blanche, you're not going to be the attorney general unless you put into writing that the anti-weaponization bill is dead. And now Trump has never said it was dead. He's always been a big fan of it. What is he saying most recently?
Well, what he's most recently said is that it's still going forward. He hasn't agreed to pull it off the table. Now, what's happened in a concrete way is that a judge ruled, I think it was on, it was about a week, 2 weeks ago, that a judge stated that right now that would be illegal. Because listen, and again, let's go back to the same example of me and Andrew doing a yard thing. Okay, he has his interest, and I have mine. That's your classic coming to an agreement or a bargain for a contract because our interests are opposed. Andrew doesn't want to mow my yard unless I pay him, right? So our interests are at odds. I would love to have him mow my yard and not pay him. So the whole payment thing is what brings us together. But in this case, the judge already held in the civil case, that if it's a federal judge in Florida, that this so-called settlement of the IRS situation wasn't legitimate because Trump was on both sides of the deal. He was both a defendant and he was in charge of the prosecutor. And so because of that, it's not an actual settlement because both sides' interests were aligned and there was no competing interests. What does all that mean? Here's what it means. The anti-weaponization fund, I think, is invalid for that reason. It's also invalid because it's attempt for the executive branch to give away money that's not being allocated by Congress. Congress has the constitutional power to do it. Just like I was against when Biden was trying to waive all the student loans. If you got a student loan, it's gone. Well, the president, the executive branch can't do that. They can't do it with student loans. You can't do it here with this fund. It has to go through Congress.
I agree. Yeah, pretty sound. I agree. So, Brad, we only have about 60 seconds left here, but how do we get out of this mess in Iran?
Here's the only way we get out of it. If we can get a coalition of Gulf states that have a vested interest to get involved and to set up a mechanism by which the straits stay open, Iran collects money from it, and the Gulf states help to rebuild Iran's infrastructure, that's the only way this gets done.
All right. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I'll tell you guys about Dr. Kathy Maupin, and Trish has been a patient of Kathy's even before me, and we both get the testosterone pellets. Obviously, we're different ages, we're different genders, but I think we both really, really enjoyed the benefits. I don't know about you, Trish. I've never had any adverse effects.
No, me neither. The only good things, like I lost weight. the first time, the first year that I was on the hormone pellets. You just go back to feeling normal. And if you have hot flashes, which are the, you feel like you're burning from the inside out, these pellets will get rid of those hot flashes like within 2 weeks.
How bad did you have them?
It was pretty bad. Like, yeah. I would almost want to cry before I went to bed because I knew I was going to wake up. This is so gross. And my shirt would be drenched.
Yeah.
Like, it was awful.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.